Working dogs and service dogs have been helping people in many ways. Some help law enforcement find bombs, weapons, and drugs. Others help visually impaired people cross the street or try to distract sick children in hospitals. All of these canines are specially trained to perform specific tasks. Russell, a 2-year-old golden retriever, has been trained to help abused children feel comfortable enough to talk to adults about what's happened to them. The Pima County Attorney's Office recently added Russell to its staff. The service dog will be working at the Southern Arizona Children's Advocacy Center as part of the county's new courthouse dog program. Kathy Rao is the center's director. She says Russell hasn't officially started working, but during training, the dog was able to help a little girl feel comfortable and relaxed in the interview room.
Our little model was helping me practice the other day, and we were just sitting there chit-chatting, and she just laid on top of Russell and was playing with, he's got all kinds of fun fur to kind of play with. And we just started talking, and just things started coming out naturally. So you think it's just a dog, you know, no big deal, but it's so much more than that.
Rao says the Southern Arizona Children's Advocacy Center also works with crime victims that are in middle school and high school.
And sometimes sitting in the playroom with the puzzles and the picture books, you know, if you can imagine as a teenager, not the best situation in the world. So if we can take Russell in and here, could you just take care of Russell for a little bit while they're waiting? I think it's going to make them feel more comfortable in this environment.
She says the center will be in constant communication with Pima County Attorney Barbara LaWall in her office, and Russell will likely meet with victims preparing for court.
And then I guess we're going to talk later about maybe even taking him into the courtroom. So he's going to be a very busy young man.
Since 2003, courthouse dogs have participated in court proceedings nationwide. They either lie quietly on the floor beside a child in the courtroom, or in some cases, sit next to a child in the witness box. Ellen O'Neill Stevens is with the National Courthouse Dogs. She says Russell trained since birth and is considered a facility dog.
Dogs like Russell, courthouse facility dogs, are specially selected to work during the investigation and prosecution of crimes because of their very, very quiet demeanor.
Russell's primary purpose will be to work with victims of sexual abuse. But O'Neill Stevens says other dogs like him are trained to help crime victims in different ways.
Also work with victims of domestic violence, victims of elder abuse. They work in veterans courts, mental health courts. So these dogs help everyone that has been affected by crime in some way.
She says the program started in Washington State and courthouse dogs are currently in 17 states.
Now 35 jurisdictions where these dogs are being used. And it's our philosophy that the dogs are really for everyone in the criminal justice system because it's an incredibly stressful environment for everyone.
Rao, the center's director, says Russell is the newest addition to her family, which includes 2 other dogs and 2 cats. The dogs are happily welcoming Russell into their home, but she says the cats, however, are still getting adjusted. She says Russell will be a support system at the center for children who are going through difficult times. And at the end of the day, the dog will go home with her.
I feel as my stress level starts coming up, Russell will actually start leaning into you. It's almost like he senses that, and he leans into you, and he rolls those big old brown eyes up at you, and you just go, okay, we can do this.
Russell was introduced to the public recently. He's calmly laying on his side in a room full of people and cameras. 4-year-old Kyra McGuire is the daughter of a county employee who is there to meet Russell. She sits on a pillow next to the dog, and as Rao gives the command,
is it Russell?
Russell gets closer to the little girl and gently puts his face on Kyra's lap so she can pet his fur. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.